On the guy's side, you had three skiers that started in the qualification, and all three moved into the heats. Logan Hanneman, Kevin Bolger, and Simi Hamilton. With Kevin, he qualified in 16th and finished in 18th on the day. So let's talk a little bit about Kevin, and then we can go into, you know, Simi and Logan.
Yeah, he was that guy we were talking about last week, who was either on or off. And this week he tried a few different things in training and to try and get activated before a hard workout that we did on Wednesday. And I know he tried it a little bit today before his qualification. So I'd like to think that some of the training adjustments that he's made helped him ski fast right from the gun today. He was quick out of the start, quick down the first descent, and he looked good on every climb throughout the whole day. Even in his quarter where he got knocked out, he got knocked out because the guy in front of him, Swede, just ran out of gas. And it looked like Kevin had the guns to move up another place or two. So that's a bummer, but that's what happens when you're working from the back. And that's why we try and be in position in the last few hundred meters to make other people pass us if they want to. But it's tough to make up it's tough to make up places in that final 200 meters. And that's what it came down to today. But
yeah. So like, let's talk about, like, for example, skiing from the front, in the middle, the back. So Simi qualified in 27th, finished in 12th, was a lucky loser moving through the quarterfinals in a really, you know, very fast heat with Pellegrino winning that heat. Yeah, like I talked to Simi about this a little bit, but it seemed to be, you know, a technical course in the way, like, the sinuous parts were skinny, tough to pass. And then it would flare out a little bit in the hills where you could kind of pick a line. Yeah, so maybe talk a little bit about his day and, you know, strategy.
Yeah, we've been talking about selecting quarterfinals three or four to try and end up in the second semifinal to have perhaps an easier path to the final so that we'll be skiing more heats en route to figuring out how to win some of these races. But today, knowing that strategy, he still felt like having an uncharacteristically, I don't want to say slow, but, you know, high 20s qualifier, he felt like he needed a zap and wanted a little bit of a wake up and wanted to select the heat with Pellegrino. And he worked for every piece of that lucky loser spot. Coming in fourth, it was a super fast heat, and I was pretty impressed with him. It wasn't enough to, be someone who was in contention for the podium today, but it was a nice step. I think he skied faster today than he did in Davos.